Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
It's a Minimalist Monday edition of Optimal Finance Daily, episode 1011, Stranger in a Strange Land, by Jacob Lund Fisker of earlyretirementextreme.com. And I'm Dan, I'm your host here, and I am here each and every day, including weekends and holidays, reading to you from some of the very best personal finance blogs on the planet. For now, let's get right to the post as we start optimizing your life. Stranger in a Strange Land by Jacob Lund Fisker of earlyretirementextreme.com. Get a student loan. Get a college education. Get a mortgage and become a homeowner. Have a career. Put 15% of your income in a 401k IRA for 35 years. Plan to retire at 60. Any of this sound familiar? That's because it is the standard recipe for a quote-unquote successful life in middle-class America. It's designed to maximize your consumption at the earliest time possible through the use of debt, as well as maximizing the number of years you need to spend in the job market. Happy joy! Depending on your affinity for bling-bling and living it up, being in debt and working from your early 20s to your late 50s or early 60s may be an okay deal for you. But for those who lend you the money and sell you shares, it is a great deal. If you're fresh out of college, I'll cut you a deal. Despite you not having done much of anything productive so far, I will lend you enough money so you can buy a house. How does that sound? Good. All you need to do for me is to pay me 6% on top of the price of the house every year for the next 30 years, and you can, quote, own a house right now. Just sign here on the dotted line on this mortgage. Mortgage is French for death lock, but don't you worry about that. I also have some other deals. Here's a car, and here's a plastic card that makes money come out of so-called ATMs without any apparent effort on your part. Please sign at the dotted line. Of course, before you know it, you're on the hook for a house, a car, the basic human need of cable TV, a fancy diet, cell phones, a gym subscription, things you can afford because you no longer need to save to buy a house or a new car or a plasma screen TV. All you have to do is work and pay the bills as they come in. After a few years with all this stuff, it'll be hard to imagine life without it. Therefore, you have no other choice than to keep working in order to pay for all the things you signed up for. You now live in a virtual debtor's prison, only you can't see the bars except when you have trouble making payments. However, if you have debt, you are not a free person. You are explicitly owned by your debt and implicitly owned by the creditor. Meanwhile, we realize that you cannot keep working forever. We also realize that you do have some extra money, which we like to get our hands on. Therefore, we will sell you shares in the companies we own. This is not a problem since we, unlike you, have the time and connections to start new companies, do an IPO, and create more shares to sell. This, of course, creates much more wealth, and rightfully so, compared to regularly buying a broad basket of stocks at any price. Doing that, you are practically counting on selling your shares to younger people who are saving for their retirement. Better pray that there are more buyers than sellers when you retire. If not, your share of the pie might just be worth less than you think. Now, this may sound like an okay deal to you, or it may not. However, if this sounds as outrageous to you as it did to me, here's an alternative plan. Instead of signing up for things you cannot yet afford and promising to work for the rest of your active life with the hope of eventually joining a retirement community, which, like schools, are where we keep unproductive individuals, please be aware that I do not intend to insult anyone personally. Rather, my vitriolic rant is directed at the system or structure we work under. You can do the following. Your 20s is a good time to make sacrifices. Most likely, this will be the healthiest time of your life. thus suffering a little hardship like renting a room or even sharing it with another person rather than renting a house will not be so much of a challenge as when you are less able to suffer some discomfort. Furthermore, now is the time to put in those 80-hour weeks instead of doing it when you're 30 or 40 and all-nighters no longer feel natural. It is also a time to learn what to appreciate and what not to appreciate and gain some life experience. If you pull this off well, you will have more than $100,000 in the bank when you're 30. These are your retirement savings. More importantly, you will know what is worth spending money on and what is not. In retrospect, many people at the same age will be looking back and wondering what they have to show for all the money they've earned. In your 30s and 40s, the time for sacrifice is over. You can forget about saving 15% for retirement. You don't need it because you have plenty of time for compound interest to work, and you have a large principal to compound on. Now is the time to explore things that are meaningful to you. Travel, work in another country, try a different career, start a business, volunteer, take a few years off to pursue a different education, catch fish in Alaska, become a tour guide or drive a forklift. While you still need to work to some extent, you don't need to work full-time for 20 more years to pay off a massive debt. Thus, working from time to time is a viable solution. If this sounds appealing, I suggest reading Charles Long's How to Survive Without a Salary. Alternatively, you can work hard for a few more years and build a second retirement fund which would cover the years between 30 and 60. Once this is established, you are truly financially independent. Now the main challenge becomes one of living a life in a strange society that is tailored toward everybody spending 2 hours a day driving to and from work, 8 to 10 hours a day working, and the rest of the time eating, sleeping, and watching TV. The problem is almost one of having too much freedom. If you have credit card bills, car payments, mortgage payments, etc., you have to go to work. Life is simple that way. On the other hand, if you have no debt obligations and your main responsibility is not to work and pay bills, it becomes something else. The big question is what? Well, whatever you make of it. It seems to me that life is a journey, and since I am currently in the middle of exactly that part of it, I can't tell you just yet. I imagine that when we get older and are getting close to the conventional age of retirement, or maybe even a little older since conventions no longer apply, we will be done with the bungee jumping and the sailing across the ocean in a sailboat. Perhaps then we shall know the meaning of life. I imagine us buying a small house in cash where we spend time reflecting and writing. At that point, I hope to know what the question is. You just listened to the post titled Stranger in a Strange Land by Jacob Lund Fisker of EarlyRetirementExtreme.com.
Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. If you've been using Mint to manage your finances, I've got some bad news. Mint is shutting down. But now for the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I've found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial.
And that's it for today. Thanks so much for listening and have a great start to your week. I will be back with you tomorrow for our Tuesday show, so I will see you there where your optimal life awaits.